So as part of our project, we did a literature search on which methods have been tried and which had good evidence to support them. And we found that in the main, they could be divided into three groups, either pathological intraoperative evaluation, a change in the surgical technique, or radiological techniques. We found that pathological examination, either macroscopically with the pathologist using his vision only, or microscopically through the method of frozen section, or indeed cytologically through the new technique of imprint cytology, all conferred a significant reduction in the re-excision rate to between 9 and 13%. Also, an operative technique of excising the specimen and then taking a further cavity shave did reduce the re-excision rate. And although not proven in this study, there is ongoing concern that that can adversely affect the cosmetic outcome. Radiological techniques in the main can be divided into either ultrasound-guided lumpectomy with a radiologist in the operating room or specimen radiography. And perhaps for the reason that specimen radiography can be done without a radiologist being present, and indeed with cabinet radiography can be performed in the operating room and get an immediate result, the association of breast